Harpen. In ilka country roun the world, all manner of men to the road are thirled. Miners, ministers, men of rank, you'll find them all on the river bank. Saint and sinner, rich and poor, ye common bond will draw them there. But you'll never see by stream or pill mair diverse friends than Tam and Will. Born in ye village, skilled together, that roam the hills in ony weather, we will busk flea and birling reel to fill to the lid the old soch creel. Fishing friends, but in other things as far apart as cairds and kings. Tam was an elder of the kirk, a craftsman, famed for his joiner work, a family man, bass in the choir, kenned and respected o'er a' the shire. But Will was the parish ne'er-de-weel. He'd poach, he'd gamble, maybe steal. Nae lass would share his clear to him, for drucken splores he'd made his name. But fishers a', fae first to last, throw shin or late their hand must cast. A winter cold and deep with snow saw baith her cronies caught a woe, and Peter, wha kenned who they'd run the race, airted each yin to his proper place. Will's fate was clear, among lost souls, to spend his days by the lowing coals. Name ere the burn in the springtime sweet, but smeek and stour and scorching heat, and he'd sit by the sulphur lochs and wish that the deal would stock where's best as fish. Het, lang and dreich Will's days burned by, he'd never kenned his throat sae dry, until ye day in that waesome place he saw through the reek a weel-kenned face. "My een," he said, "are no worth a damn. I thought for a minute, it is, it's Tam." "Man, Tam," he cried, "ye gied me a stert. I never thought ye'd come this airt." "Sit doon," said Tam, "on this scenery now. A bit o' war for that bleezin' low, and here for a wee while rest yoursel', for a lang sad tale I hae to tell. When Peter called me yont the yet, I settled doon in a braw-like bit. A lodge as snug as a shelfie's nest, with reels and rods and all the rest. My first day there, I started out in a heavenly dawn to look for trout. For the very door I cursed my een o'er the bonniest water I've ever seen, with pearly run and crystal pill, it wimpled quietly, clear and cool." Will grained a lood at that heavenly vision, and a passing devilock grinned derision. I hurried doon to a braw bit run, and there he was, the good fowr pun, sooking the fleas fair glass clear glide with a spots like bobbies on his side. I threed at the line with a horn fair shaken, tied on the mate to the flea he was taken. Then just as I made to raise the rod, I heard a step, and along came God. "Good morning, God," I blithely cried. "Good morning, Tam," the Lord replied. "And what's today the day?" says I. "Oh, harpen," says he. And I gied a sigh, put up my rod, and we turned away and harped and harped and harped all day. Next morning came. With the early licht I sped to the bank of that river bricht. The trout was there as I'm alive, and his wecht, had he said, was nearer five. My rod was up, and the flea tied fast, when the bankin' shook as the Lord come past. "And say, good morning, God," says I. "Good morning, Tam," was the Lord's reply. "And what's today the day I'm speerin'?" "Oh, harpen," says he, and I felt like swearing. I looked at the trout, then we turned away and we harped and harped the lee long day. The third day, man, it was still gey dark as I trotted down that heavenly park, and down to the water glinting grey in the breaking dawn of celestial day. He lay by the stain where I'd seen him first, and his speckled sides were like to burst. He was built like a pig, and I'll declare he was 6 pound weight, aye, maybe mair. I knelt on the bank to mark my cast, and thought, my lad, you're mine at last. But I heard that step, and checked the rod, and turned my head, and there was God. Good morning, God, says I, gey weary. Good morning, Tom, says he, quite cheery. And what's today the day, I ask it. Oh, harping, says he. And I took my basket and flung it fae me as far as I could. To hell wi' harping, I roared out loud. Then fell our awthing, an awesome hush. The birds were silent in ilka bush. I look at all roun, the Lord had gane. The truit itsel was a blowsome stain. And fower dread words in St. Pate's voice cam, to hell wi' you. Say, here I am. A moral clear this tale spells out. Men maun do mair than just catch truit. And contrar, gin the last word's tams, there's mair to life than singing psalms.